One Mishnah, Eita Ugal, a cake of figs. So what, at what point is it considered complete that you can't snack from it anymore and you have to take truma and masa? It says the Mishnah Mishe Yachalikenu, when he smoothed it down, right? When he smooths it down, and how did they do that? They took liquid and they spread liquid over the cake, and that was like its final preparation stage. And at that point, they had to take truma and masa. Machalakim b'ta'enim uv'anavim shel tevel. So now when we're talking about smoothing it down, we see that they put some liquid on it. So you could use the juice of figs or grapes, which are tevel. Tevel means that it hasn't had truma and masa taken from it. And the reason you could is because that juice is not considered a beverage. So you could take like grapes and just rub the grapes on top of the fig of cakes. Cake of figs. And that would be okay because that's not considered a beverage. But Rabbi Yehuda Oser, he says, no, you can't do that. You wouldn't be able to take tevel and rub it on top of this cake of figs. Hamachlik ba'anavim lo hukshar. And also, if you've rubbed it with, let's say, grapes, the juice that it's discharged won't render it susceptible to uncleanliness. Right, so if something unclean touches it, it won't become unclean, and that's according to the first opinion. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Hufsha, but Rabbi Yehuda says it will be considered susceptible to uncleanliness. Hagroigros mishyadush. Next case, dried figs. When they stamped down, if you got dried figs and you stamp them down, their work is considered complete. Mishyadush umagura, and if it's in a big kind of storage bin and you're going to like roll it in. So then when they press together with a roller, that would be considered the point that they will be liable for trum and masa. Hayadash b'chavisu magal b'magur, if one is stamping down the dry figs in the jar, or is pressing them together in the storage bin, nishbara achavis v'niftecha ha-magura, and it breaks. So then can you eat from it or not? It says the Mishnah lo yachal mehem ara, since it's already been pressed or rolled, you're not allowed to eat a chance meal from it. You've got to take truma and masa. But Rabbi Yossi says you can take truma and masa until you put it in the new container and stamped it down or rolled it down completely. And so Rabbi Yossi disagrees with that.